mean,
Well,
it's
it's fun.
toasty to argue that liberal Islam and liberal Christianity might have some connections, but to use a word to mean one thing other than its primary definition, without qualifying it in some ways, is at least odd.
Well, some Australian theologians criticized him and called the statement nonsensical, and he later amended it per some Muslim scholars and chose a different word. Let's see here. Shoemaker, you had something about a current arbitration case that you wanted to discuss.
Oh, yes. Actually, I went through the arbitration cases and came up with three different things to discuss, and then I just have to quickly check and find out which one I wrote down first. Oh, yes, the Sourcing Education Board. This is a proposal in the homeopathy case that's currently ongoing. Basically, there's a concern that because the arbitration committee is traditionally not allowed to look into content whatsoever, that in some cases people are getting sanctioned for, say, civility, whereas the POV pushers on the other side aren't getting sanctioned at all. So Thirl has proposed a setup of a new organization, a sourcing education board. The proposed remedy, let me just move my speakers a bit further in case you're getting a little Skype things. The Sourcing Education Board proposal reads, "The committee shall convene a sourcing education board consisting of credentialed subject matter experts insofar as is reasonable, which shall be tasked with examining complaints regarding inappropriate use of sources on Wikipedia. The board shall issue findings directly to the committee regarding all questions of source usage, including, but not limited to, the following: whether an editor has engaged in misrepresentation of sources for their content, whether an editor has used unreliable or inappropriate sources, whether an editor has otherwise substantially violated any portion of the sourcing policies and guidelines. The board's findings shall not be subject to appeal except to the precise manner in which the board will be selected and conduct its operations will be determined with appropriate community participation no later than 1 month after the closure of this case." As you can imagine, this has proven somewhat controversial. People such as myself think it's a good idea to at least do something, and the details can be worked out in practice. For instance, I would have some doubts about giving the board the right to issue unappealable rulings as to content, but I think that the arbitration committee has finally admitted that NPOV, no original research, and verifiability are the three core policies of Wikipedia, and that something has to be done to be able to allow them to enforce policies, not just the minor one of civility and consensus.
Right. Phil, would you have a comment about this?
No, I'm glad that they're thinking a little bit about making NPOV more important, which I think is something that hasn't really been regarded as important enough. It really is something that we have to look upon as important if we're going to be taken seriously. Just can't be a free for all where everybody gets to do what they want. A lot of people want that, but we can't really turn out to be a respected reference work or a serious reference work if everybody just, it's totally lenient and everybody gets to put whatever they want. If nothing else, they're conflicts because everybody wants different things.
As Seddon, you had something that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, basically, I think that the idea of this is something that I think has been needed for a while on Wikipedia. As a mediator, almost everything that every major dispute that sort of comes through the mediation cabal and ends up either going to the mediation committee or ending up at ARBCOM is mostly to do with sources, the interpretation of sources, and I think that getting this new process started is something that is important, and I think it is going to help, I think. But the only trouble is that if it's not done properly, then this board could end up just getting flooded with requests, because I mean, there are probably hundreds or thousands of disputes that are currently going on in Wikipedia, and that it needs to make sure that that these sort of disputes that are involved with sources and how they're used and the interpretation of them, they need to be careful that they don't overwork this board, otherwise it could end up failing in an area where we really do need to have some sort of decision-making process that can occur.
Well, yes, I understand that the people who do mediation already are stretched very thin. There's a need for more mediators, and if somebody hears this this Skype cast is interested, that would certainly be welcome. But Shoemaker, do you have some insights into this? I mean, you've read off a bit. What's your take on it?
Well, I think there's a few problems with this. There's a few problems, but also a few problems that have to be solved. There's a post from Kirill a bit before this case opened, where she actually admitted that in a lot of cases, POV pushers, I may have said this already, can't be punished because it's a content issue, and so people are trying to battle for the NPOV and the other policies are getting cited for civility or some other one of the minor policies, and you know, that just doesn't work. For instance, in the homeopathy case, which I'm a member of, Deanna Ullman had this. And it's not uncommon for a lot of POV pushers. They think that if a source is a reliable source, that everyone must agree to putting it in using the material that they choose from it, and just think that a reliable source means a source that must be used. That's not true. The reliable source guideline is the minimum for including a source in Wikipedia. It then has to be judged under NPOV, undue weight, fringe theories, all the other things, and even consensus. Although consensus does not trump NPOV, it may trump one source on one side of the consensus as long as other sources exist. FT2 is saying something. I'll read this off from the tech. As we said, this is the ARBCOM member FT2. The problems is some cases genuinely are difficult. Franco-Mongol Alliance was one. Obscure books that were hard to check, quote, selectively or misbalanced, and some synthesis. So yes, there may well be cases where we really need firmer resolution on content matters. The main issue we need to watch for is this. Content, ideally, can always be improved and can be adapted as our communal knowledge and input changes and grows. Proposals like content arbitration always flounder in one area, the risk of fossilization.
And he's still typing, so let's comment on what he said already. I was involved in the Franco-Mongol Alliance case. I'm not sure that anybody else here was. There was an editor who's a prolific editor who has, and I don't want to call out any individual excessively, but this is somebody who had written several featured articles, and about half of them got defeatured due to sorting problems, and was using highly academic sources in languages other than English. And there were some questions about whether this person was using the sources appropriately. And certainly, it's not all that easy to double check on things when you're using stuff on history that is not even all that easy to find if you are fluent in French and Japanese.
Yeah, but isn't it, don't you have a big risk if you say that material from another language used, that by doing exactly that you create a NPOV?
In his case, the arbitration committee wound up amending his its decision when problems continued. And basically offering him an option between either using English language sources for 1 year only or having a mentor. And fortunately, we found a mentor who's trilingual in English, French, and Japanese who was willing to help him.
Okay.
But part of the problem was that this was someone who, in a significant number of cases, more than is just somebody could make a mistake, anybody could make a mistake. But in a significant number of cases, he would say, an author said one thing, and really cherry pick a certain phrase when the entire surrounding paragraph was saying the opposite. And it's tough when somebody is doing that. If you were accepting feedback, then not a problem. But this was somebody who really felt that his scholarship was proper. And other people looking at it were finding problems.
Okay.
Yes, certainly that is a common problem with POV pushers. I mean, in the homeopathy case, several of them were caught out. Well, I say caught out, realize that I have a point of view on this, that homeopathy is bunkum. So if I'm talking about homeopathy POV pushers, some views on this. So that's just my statement of being fair. Now I'm going to be completely and totally unfair. A lot of the people who are at the center of the case on the homeopathy side really did choose just a few phrases that seemed to support their viewpoint from various sources. And in one person's case, he had several articles from very obscure journals that none of that were very hard. I think that people only finally got a hold of it at great expense, like writing to the company to ask for reprints, that kind of thing. And then when they did, we discovered all sorts of problems were discovered with them, as we had suspected before. He also had a tendency to really overhype the importance of sources and that kind of thing. Claim journals were much more major than they were.
Let's read off a little bit of what FT2 said. Your voice is sounding a little hoarse. Would you like me
Right.
to
Can
read
you
this,
do so?
Shoemaker?
Yes,
Sure,
please.
I will. Okay. Let's see if I can get into this. Okay, so he's. Did we get to the offset? I might repeat a little bit.
That's the last thing. That's the last I said, I think.
Okay, so he's prioritizing how to manage content disputes at an arbitration level. He says, first, content must be able to be improved. Sourcing committee said so in 2002 is a real problem. If we move to arbitrated content, second, every last editor with a point of view to push will try to be on it, on the committee itself that decides what things are or to influence it. We need to take care in selection of a content committee. And third, because my math doesn't work, we must be exceedingly careful about what it does to the wiki ethos. We've always been a community that resolved things by collaboration whenever possible. We need to not change that, not to become a top-down system to the extent that nobody not on the sourcing committee gets a say. Like arbitration, it's a last resort. For worst case, it's designed well, and a lot of the design work is already done in the NPOV proposal, for example. Yes, designed well, it would be useful. Just tread very carefully in how it's done and consult widely. He goes on to say, and I wouldn't want to commit to doing it without lots of thought, lots of communal input. I'd want to commit to considering it carefully, though. On a brief read, that'd be my first impression. I reserve the right to change, though, depending on what discussion happens. And 769 is giving applause. Do you have comments? Go for it.
I think what FT2 has said here is, I cannot say it any better, really. The content committee, if it does exist, then we have to be careful. I think that, you know, it should only be a place where the administrators should be, for the main reason that if they're made administrators, then it should be expected that they can remain neutral in these sort of discussions. But I'm sure that, you know, in the most difficult of topics, then, you know, even administrators will have some sort of point of view, and it will be a very difficult selection process. And